Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Carol Watson with Hospice of Pella joins us on today's program to talk about their upcoming Light Up a Life event and National Hospice Month.
Well, Carol, you are a part of Hospice of Pella here in the Comfort House. In fact, that's where we're talking here today about a special event coming up to remember those who have died, especially during the holidays when many people will have a lot of memories that come back up. This event called Light Up a Life, I've talked to numerous people at the hospital and hospice about it before, but just give our listeners a general overview of what this evening is and why it's so important.
Light Up a Life is an annual event where we honor all loved ones who have died.
And what is the significance? There's all sorts of stuff that goes on throughout the evening. What are some of the significant moments that people will be able to take part in on December 6th?
We have special music. We'll also have a speaker. And then we also read the names of all of our patients that we've served in the past year. We will light three trees. The first tree that we will light will be in honor of all the babies who have died too soon. It'll be a gold light. It's just for the babies. The second tree that we light is for our veterans, and it'll be a red, white, and blue tree. So it's pretty special for that. And then the third tree we light will be for all hospice patients that we have served in this past year and any community people that they would like to see honored.
And this is really also an opportunity for fellowship for a lot of people who may have a shared experience over the past year of having a loved one who died. Why do you think that's so important to have that common community and that common feeling that people may be able to help one another when they're at this event?
Well, they've all been through the same thing, so they all know what it's like to experience a loss, and especially at the holidays, because it makes everything fresh again. So it's a time to connect and know that all these people that are here are in the same boat. And they also reconnect with our staff. A lot of people who have been served in the past year, you know, we haven't seen them now for a while. And it's a good time for them to come and talk to us again and know that they touched our lives in addition to theirs.
If people want to be included in the program and be a part of this event, there is a deadline coming up to sign up, not necessarily for donations or to be on the trees, but to certainly be part of a program that a lot of people will hold on to as a memory.
We have sent out mailings, so if they haven't received a mailing, they can call the office at 620-5050, and we can walk them through the process. We can mail them to them. We can take Visa and MasterCard over the phone. So lots of different ways we can get them included in the program. The deadline will be November 25th. We will have somebody in the office, even though that's the day after Thanksgiving. And so we can make sure their names get included in the program.
And this is all a part, in fact, this is after a big month that celebrates what you do here at the Comfort House, National Hospice Month. This is an opportunity for many to understand just what hospice is, and we'll start there. What are the real core programs of the Comfort House in terms of what you're able to do for people who are reaching the end of their lives?
Well, I think it's a misconception that hospice is the Comfort House. Hospice is a service that we provide to patients who are in the final end of their journey. And the sooner we get involved, the more that we can give help to the patient and the family by offering support, letting them know what's normal, what's not normal. We're going to walk with you through this journey so you're not alone. The Comfort House is just an extension of hospice. So most of our patients actually are in their own homes. And so we go into their homes and help take care of them. We are experts in pain control, so no one should ever die in pain. Most of our patients, once we get involved, find out that, you know, they feel so much better and they have more quality time with their families. We help them with social workers. We'll help them get their financial paperwork in order. They can also help them with powers of attorney, all those kinds of things.
For folks who are maybe right now dealing with that issue, whether they're a family member or they're someone who has a grave illness, how can they take part in hospice programs?
It's a very simple process. All they have to do is call us. So they don't have to go to their doctor. They don't have to have a special referral. They just come talk to us, and we will walk them through the steps. We will help them find out if this patient really, truly is at that last stage, or if not, and that would be good news. So have them call us anytime, and we can just walk through it with them.
Once again, that was Carol Watson with Hospice of Pella. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.